Redesigned MS in Business Analytics Program Highlights AI to Meet Industry Demand. By Karen Villarreal. Rio Grande Valley, Texas, July 30, 2025. Artificial intelligence is reshaping the global economy, and starting this fall, UDRGV will reflect that shift through a major academic redesign. The university's Master of Science in Business Analytics program will officially be renamed the Master of Science in Business Analytics and Artificial Intelligence, ensuring graduates are prepared for today's fastest-growing careers. Dr. Murad Makbel, director of the former MS in Business Analytics program, said the new name better reflects the program's future-oriented approach to business applications of AI. UDRGV photo by Paul Choi. Everyone is talking about how AI is going to replace our jobs, said Dr. Murad Makbel, director of the former MS in Business Analytics program. AI will not replace your job if you learn how to use AI. UTRGV's online MS in Business Analytics program, which recently ranked number 2 in TechGuide's 2025 list of the most affordable online masters in business analytics programs, has been redesigned to reflect a focus on using artificial intelligence technologies to transform data into actionable insights. As of fall 2025, it will go by a new name, Master of Science in Business Analytics and Artificial Intelligence. We were already including AI in the curriculum, but with the redesign, we will introduce new courses on generative AI and deep learning, Makbel said. We're also revamping our existing courses with a more hands-on focus on AI. Dr. Bin Wang, chair of the Department of Information Systems, said the new program considers the impact of AI on the way companies do business and make decisions. Now, many businesses and consulting firms are asking for AI-driven solutions, she said. Future data analysts' success depends on their ability to analyze AI insights to guide their organizations toward accurate, actionable decisions. Eric Arredondo, 23, looks forward to graduating in December with a new program name on his diploma and a job already lined up. He said that throughout the interview process, AI was a constant conversation, one that he feels equipped to contribute to. Courtesy photo. A constant conversation. Eric Arredondo, 23, from McAllen, will be among the first graduates with a newly renamed program on his diploma in December, and he is already on contract to start a full-time job at a top accounting firm in San Antonio. Any slight advantage that you can add to yourself that leads to a better-paying job or the position that you've always wanted is worth it to get that little step ahead, he said. AI is a new tool. Be a part of it rather than fighting it. Arredondo, who graduated with a bachelor's in business administration and management from UDRGV in 2024 before starting the master's program, said the new name is even more beneficial for the future than the original. Data analytics opens certain doors, but adding just another 3 words opens a whole different set that weren't presented before, he said. Even if it's just a talking point on your resume, that can get your foot in the door. Arredondo said that throughout the interview process, AI was not just a talking point, but a constant conversation. Future-minded companies want you to be more inclined to technology and self-sufficient in your own learning because everything is going towards AI, even new technologies that are still coming out, he said. It only makes sense to include yourself in those conversations. Dr. Bin Wang, chair of the Department of Information Systems, said that 94% of current MS and BA students surveyed felt that the name change would help them on the job market. UDRGV photo. Expanding the curriculum. Adding artificial intelligence. While the existing MS in Business Analytics program aimed to prepare students to meet the demand by using industry standard tools, Python, SQL, R, Tableau, to assist in their analysis, the new program allows faculty to introduce new content to make graduates more marketable and a better match for AI-specific jobs. In order to stay at the top of the game, we need to make sure that our curriculum reflects the state-of-the-art tools companies are using, Wang said. With how fast technology is evolving, it's important for students to learn how to keep updating. She said that part of teaching and learning about AI tools is how to use them responsibly, vetting the outputs for validity and ensuring ethical use of source material. When we teach students about AI, they need to understand that they still need to look at the results, do their own thinking, and decide what the results mean, she said. We don't want the next generation to be good at generative AI while becoming less creative or having other negative consequences. Recently, Wang introduced a new class on big data analytics and is planning an elective on deep machine learning for the fall. In another elective, students are going to learn how to use large language models to generate text, images, and multimedia files. The program itself is very hands-on, fun, and interactive, so students learn the skills needed to immediately apply to these highly sought-after, in-demand jobs, she said. What's in a name? Wang said 94% of current Master of Science in Business Analytics students surveyed believe the name change will help them in the job market. Some were very eager to be converted to this new degree, with a newer name on their diploma, she said. The program is still the same number of credit hours, and all coursework students took previously will count toward the renamed degree. Previously admitted students can retain the original degree name or opt into the new program, Wang said. Starting fall 2025, new applicants to the MS program will graduate with the new program name on their transcript and diploma. For more information, visit www.utrgv.edu/accelerated/programs/master-of-science-business-analytics or contact Dr. Murad Makbel at murad.makbel@utrgv.edu or 956-665-5095.